I have so many thoughts about this film, all of them great, and I don't know where to start. This is my official weapons review, so let's get into it. Zach Krieger, the genius that you are, everyone learn his name. He's going to be around in the horror genre for a very long time, and this film definitely solidified that. I rewatched Barbarian before I went and saw Weapons, and there is such a consistent tone and delivery of horror between the two. Like, I can tell when watching, this is a Zach Krieger horror film, and that is a very notable accomplishment. I am so happy with the final actors that settled into these roles. Like, yes, Weapons received quite a few loans from the MCU, but they were such great picks. And Austin Abrams, I am waiting for him to have his Timothy Chalamet run. He is so phenomenal and so entertaining. To closely resemble someone dealing with addiction and doing it in a way that his struggles and his mindset throughout the story are still, I don't want to say lighthearted, but the main source of comedy is an insane feat. It's common opinion that he is the most memorable character. I love Julia Garner in this. Second time praising her this month. She just felt like an actual human being. We saw her struggles and we saw her make a lot of the wrong moves. But it's not overdone like other horror movie characters who really bypass the point of feeling real. Many of these characters felt real. Their grief felt real, and this is shown so exceptionally by Josh Brolin. That sequence of him sleeping in his son's bed and then following him outside the night that he disappeared is just so unnerving. You feel multiple emotions alongside the character, not just fear. Side note about the scene, I love to see the discourse about the rifle that appeared above his house. Zach Krieger seeing it in a dream and including it despite not even understanding what it means himself, leaving everyone to decipher, is just so intriguing to me. What about you guys? What I love most about Weapons is the fact that it starts as a horror movie but then transitions into this mystery thriller. And I say this because when first walking into this film, you don't know what's going to happen. And that first hour, you have no idea what's going on. It's the unanswered questions, it's the not knowing, it's the old lady with the red hair and the micro bangs that has you covering your eyes and biting your nails. And once we learn who Gladys is, why she's here, what she's capable of, fear subsides and curiosity takes over. It's such a unique effect that really reminds me of Jordan Peele horror. No wonder he wanted this story for himself so bad. And I loved the chapters model. Really keeps the film organized and unravels the story more with each character you get to. I am a bit skeptical when it comes to the witch plotline. For lack of better words, it's kind of a lazy explanation for why crazy things happen. You know, why 17 kids leave their houses at 2:17 a.m. one night. But hey, I'm not sure what I was even expecting the reasoning to be. It certainly wasn't Gladys. She is executed so well that I'm willing to look past the skepticism, but I really wanted to see something I haven't seen before. This leads me into talking about the split public opinion on how Weapons ended. I thoroughly enjoyed this ending, and my theater certainly did as well. Gladys using these kids as weapons only for them to turn on her in the end was a just ending. Like, she wholeheartedly deserved that. As audiences, there needs to be a trust with the director of what we're watching, and between Weapons and Barbarian, you could tell that Zach Krieger makes sure we are in good hands. I rated Weapons 4.5 stars on Letterboxd. I could literally talk about this movie for hours, which is a great sign. It was fun, it was artistic, it was haunting, just all the things. Let me know your guys' thoughts about Weapons in the comments, and thank you for talking about movies with me.